At the close of World War II, America began a love affair with a ranch house that lasted for the next 25 years. Today, there's a growing new enthusiasm for ranch houses and the mid-century furnishings that go with them. Atomic Ranch, design ideas for stylish ranch homes, shows in full-color pictures and well-chosen words by owners why these homes work so well for their first residents and still function for folks today. Nick Schinkel, the director of the West Lafayette Public Library, has a review of the book and begins by reading.
A ranch house? Are you kidding me? Those homes are ugly. If you're house hunting or live in one of the millions of ranches built across the nation after World War II, you've probably heard a sentiment like that from one of your less tactful friends. Maybe you even think so, too. But this book shows that there's more to America's architectural stepchild than first meets the eye. You say they don't have the curb appeal of a Victorian or bungalow? That their attached carports and garages and sometimes bland facades don't really do it for you? Well, come inside a ranch house that still shows its mid-century roots, and you'll see why 50 years ago, young homeowners found them to be cutting edge and their own piece of Tomorrowland. Whether they're decidedly modern-looking or modest and unassuming, they have been built so often across the nation that they're virtually invisible. You probably drive past dozens of such homes on your way to work every day. We think that the mid-century ranch house deserves a place of honor in our hearts and minds. Buying, renovating, and living in a ranch-style home can be a great joy, and we'll show you inspiring examples of people who get what a ranch house was designed to be. This mousy little wallflower of a home may very well be the stuff of your dreams. Here's to the bad boy of architecture. Well, so opens Atomic Ranch. And I gotta say, bad boy of architecture? The ranch house? Remember that plain Jane home that many of us grew up in back in the 1950s, the 60s, maybe even the 70s? Well, that plain Jane is now a classic. That old ranch house that you and your friends and I couldn't wait to move away from, get out of, well, that ranch house that we all kind of despised is now seen as a mid-century modern home. And it's a hot commodity for young, discerning families looking for something ultra-American, something our authors have labeled Atomic Ranch. For the ranch house has so many of those must-haves on contemporary house buyers' lists. The open concept, the ceiling-to-floor windows, outdoor patios framed with walls of glass that bring the outdoors in or the indoors out. Well, who would have guessed this turn of events? As one critic wrote, quote, "These modest homes were the fulfillment of the American middle-class dream, bringing a higher standard of living to average people and giving birth to a whole new way of life. There is a type of beauty in their simplicity, their efficient use of space, and their creativity with which they employed inexpensive materials to deliver a modern look." End quote. Well, certainly the cities and towns in our listening area are chock-a-block with well-kept and some not so well cared for it, examples of these homes. Take a look around any suburban neighborhood in West Lafayette, Lafayette, Dayton, Brookston, Crawfordsville, and you'll find plenty of ranch-style homes. While they may not all be atomic, eliciting images of Cold War glamour or Jetson-esque styling, a bit of creative thinking and work based on the ideas in Atomic Ranch could bring any of these homes into the modern age that our authors feel ranch houses were meant to express from the day they were built. So come along, meet and talk with ranch homeowners across the United States. As our authors write, quote, "The open floor plans that bring residents together in the kitchen, family, dining, living room foreshadowed today's ubiquitous great rooms, yet were designed on a livable, human scale in ranch homes. The private bedroom wings, the walls of glass that flood the interior with light, and the sliding glass doors that erase the barrier between indoors and out, these are other hallmarks of the late 40s through 1970s ranch. Durably built with materials that combine the natural with the modern, these post-war homes may not look flashy, but they were designed to last." Two, Atomic Ranch shows us that it is the furnishings, as much as the house styling, that makes these ranch homes so modern, sleek, and appealing. The full-color photos in today's book show mid-century furnishings chosen by the families profiled here, from chairs and sofas to kitchen cabinets and tables, featuring an often eclectic blend of such things as Danish modern, Eichler designs, IKEA, potato chip and Eames chairs, Fiesta ware and Pyrex dishware, Sputnik-like fixtures, and of course, the occasional lava lamp. Forms, shapes, and materials that harken back to the 1950s, 60s, 70s, often with a nod to modern sensibilities. As one family who are exceedingly proud of their Anaheim, California ranch told our authors, quote, in a lot of homes, you can tell the owners picked out pieces specifically for a given place. I need an Eames chair and a Gucci table right there, Dan says. Everything is pure. That's not how we are. We like the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and things that are brand new. We want to keep things in a retro style, but be comfortable, too. We want to feel like a home, not a museum, end quote. Or this couple from Sacramento, California, who say this about their home. Quote, we had not one stick of modern furniture when we moved here. We debated whether to use actual period furniture and make it look exactly like it was 1962, or to get new stuff, which is nicer, and you don't have to restore it, and it's more to scale. We found we really like new stuff. That's the nice thing about modern furniture now. So much of it has that 60s style to it, end quote. This home combines contemporary kitsch, I Love Lucy dishes, and a framed shadow box, and the dating game-esque daisies on their TV room wall, and Baroque antiques. Quote, this style of house is really a blank canvas. I don't particularly like the ultra-modern stark look, but it really works in these homes, too. The architecture doesn't fight with what you do. As homeowner Nick Horvath stated about he and his wife's urge to collect mid-century modern for their 1952-built Denver ranch home, the single most important thing to do is educate yourself. Buy every period design book and magazine and study them. An educated collector is a good collector. The classic pieces will always be collectible. They just fall in and out of favor. Eames chair is as staple as a little black dress. Yes, some of the refurbishing of these ranch homes cost the new owners a pretty penny. But then turn a page and we find homeowners who have updated their ranch house with thrift store finds. So I think it's fair to state that with Atomic Ranch, we can all dream. And that is the second great purpose of gorgeous picture books like this one. We can all pick up ideas for our ranch homes that we can implement on our budgets. For instance, here's an inexpensive bit of kitchen decorating for a Denver ranch house. In the kitchen, the owner chose a black and white linoleum floor, clusters of butcher block, stainless steel, and silestone, a European surfacing material that is harder than granite, and gallery-worthy lighting. The cabinets and hardware are from Home Depot, the microwave from Target, and other appliances include a GE profile refrigerator and a Thermador stove and hood. Quote, people might argue that some of what I've done isn't good for resale, but I choose to do this for my own personal enjoyment. The next person will probably paint the kitchen walls white again, but while I'm here, I want to enjoy it. Thanks to a grant awarded to our local Frank Lloyd Wright home, Samara House, and shared by the West Lafayette Public Library, we've been able to greatly expand our collection of Frank Lloyd Wright and Louis Sullivan and other 20th century domestic architecture book collections. Today's book is but one of many. My thanks to North Central Health Services and to the Tippecanoe Arts Federation for their interest and support of this project. But why, you may ask, are ranch homes, today's book, a part of a grant in support of Frank Lloyd Wright and Louis Sullivan architectural work? Sure, we can see the bungalow style from the turn of the last century fitting into a Frank Lloyd Wright or Louis Sullivan theme, but ranch homes? Well, like the ranch homes that succeeded them, Frank Lloyd Wright's later work, his Usonian homes, as he called them, had low roofs, open floor plans, open carports. Wright was a major proponent of bringing the outside in and delighted in floor-to-ceiling glass with sliding patio doors that led onto often nearly seamless transitions from the interior to the exterior of his homes. Sound familiar? A walk through and around West Lafayette's own Frank Lloyd Wright Usonian Home Samara will prompt so many ahas from ranch home dwellers that the evolution, or at least the influence, of Frank Lloyd Wright on ranch-built homes is difficult not to see. In the end, I think the husband of a couple who came from Minsk, Belarus, to visit friends in the U.S. and stayed, say it best. Speaking of he and his wife's ranch home, which happens to be located in Houston, quote, "I don't like plain, boring walls. I always like to bring unusual shapes to a house. I do just what I see in my mind. It makes me happy when I'm home." And indeed, that's what a ranch house is built to do. I think you'll agree after reading today's book. What any good home should offer to the folks who live there, just make me happy when I'm home. The book is entitled Atomic Ranch, Design Ideas for Stylish Ranch Homes, and it's available in all of its beautiful full-color glory at many of our fine local libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.
That was Nick Schinkel, the director of the West Lafayette Public Library. He's reviewed The Atomic Ranch, Design Ideas for Stylish Ranch Homes.